Patients in Scotland have become the first in the world to benefit from a new medical scanner, 100 times more powerful than its predecessors. The Fast Field Cycling MRI scanner has been developed by a team of researchers at the University of Aberdeen who claim it's a lifesaver. David Lurie is Professor of Biomedical Physics at the University of Aberdeen and MRI Technology Research Group Leader. Morning to you, David.
Good morning.
So explain to us how this new scanner works in comparison with a regular MRI machine.
So the difference between our new scanner and existing scanners is that whereas in an existing scanner, the patient is put into a very strong magnetic field and then radio waves are applied and signals come back to produce the wonderful images, our scanner can be switched to 100 or even more different magnetic fields while the patient's in the scanner. What this does is when we analyse the signals coming back, there's an extra dimension to those signals, the dimension of the magnetic field, which is not available to standard scanners. And by analysing the shape of the signals that come back as a function of magnetic field, we can gain new information that we hope gives us extra information about subtle changes that occur early on in disease.
So it potentially might mean that you can diagnose diseases at an earlier stage?
That's exactly right. That's what we hope. And this is a very exciting time for us because we've been developing this technology for about 10 years now. But this is the first time that we've been able to image patients on the scanner. And we've started a study to image a small group of patients who have had a stroke to see if we can detect changes in the tissue around the stroke-affected area of the brain.
Have the results been as exciting as you'd hoped?
It's early days. We've only imaged two patients out of a cohort of 30. The images we've seen are interesting, but we can't really tell anything from two patients. We need to wait until we've imaged the 30, and then we'll be able to tell what the results actually mean.
And interesting and important that Aberdeen's at the forefront of this, because originally Aberdeen was at the forefront of developing MRI.
It was indeed, yes. The very first patient in the world to be scanned by MRI was done so at the University of Aberdeen in the same building where we are now in 1980. The group at the time then led by Jim Hutchison and John Mallard had built the world's first whole body MRI machine.
And how much of a breakthrough was that?
Well, that was an enormous breakthrough, a huge breakthrough, and MRI over the years has saved millions upon millions of lives.
And obviously you hope that more will be saved and potentially at an earlier stage with what you've come up with. Given that, as you say, you've only imaged two patients, how would you describe where you are and what you need to do for this to be rolled out and used in hospitals?
So that's exactly what we want to do, of course, in the medium to long term. We first have to prove that the technique is of value to clinicians and of course, to patients. And the way we do that is by doing some background science work and also by imaging different groups of patients. So we're imaging stroke patients at the moment. We now have ethical permission in place to image a group of patients with Alzheimer's disease, and we hope to move on to cancer and other conditions as well.
So all kinds of conditions could be helped by this?
There's certainly a long list of conditions that could potentially benefit, yes.
Okay, well, we wish you well with it, and hopefully we'll talk again as things develop. Nice to speak to you. David Lurie there from Aberdeen University.